All right, let's get to it. You could start.
I'm going to start with the organizers of the Deep Jewels MMA event in Japan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Right? We as parents usually like to shield our kids from certain dangers in life. Drugs, weapons, getting punched and kicked in the face repeatedly. You know, the usual. Well, not the parents or the organizers of Deep Jewels when it comes to 12-year-old Momo. Momo has dreams to become a famous MMA fighter one day. She is experiencing karate at a facility that has trained legit MMA fighters, already has a 2-3 amateur record. But on May 20th, the organizers of Deep Jewels 16 thought it in their infinite wisdom to okay Momo to make her professional debut against 24-year-old Momoko Yamasaki. So if you're keeping track, that fight will feature a grown-up who is 24 versus a child who is 12. That is the equivalent of a seventh grader punching and kicking, or I guess better yet, getting punched and kicked in the head by someone Nick's age. They will apparently fight with amateur rules, so no striking on the a grounded opponent or whatever. Headgear has to be worn, but I'm not sure headgear really matters in this case. Lots of MMA trainers and fighters are speaking out about this because, you know, the general consensus is that you don't let kids do any striking to the head at all, even if it's with headgear. We all basically love fighting sports, boxing, MMA, but let's make no bones about it. This is a 12-year-old about to compete in a blood sport. That's not just unethical, it's basically illegal. And if it isn't, it should be, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Hold
a 12-year-old.
I'm busy. I'm calling Children's Services Tokyo.
Honestly.
That's unbelievable. To Harry Enten of 538, I ask.
What are you doing?
So with the new commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, talking about ways to shorten games, someone chimed in with accepting tie games. What's the word I'm looking for? No.
Yeah, it's a
How pass. About a thousand no's? The last time we considered the impact of a tie, Commissioner Ped Selig decided the All-Star Game winner would determine home field edge in the World Series. And this waffle iron head says just because tradition says no, why not have tie games? I don't know, because we have extra innings, lights, and like crying, there are no ties in baseball. And stop with the time. Game starts, game ends, pick a winner. Saying something different or taking an alternative stance is not always tied, see what I did there, with wisdom. Just stop, as we ask.
What are you doing?
538, that's that Nate Silver company,
that
right?
We lost all respect.
Yeah,
for
we don't listen
November
to them
8th.
Anymore anyways. So to Matt Barnes, I ask.
What are you doing?
Sorry, basketball Matt Barnes. You can take the week off. This one's for the Red Sox pitcher named Matt Barnes and everyone else on the crybaby Red Sox who whined like little kids and told Barnes to throw at Manny Machado's head. If you missed it, Machado slid into second base and spiked Dustin Pedroia. Clearly accidental. He was really apologetic as soon as it happens. And if we're being honest, he barely even touched Pedroia, who acted like he was hurt to the point he had to be carried off the field. So then, as per the dumb unwritten baseball rules, Matt Barnes threw at Machado's head in the next game. Luckily, he didn't hit Machado or he could have killed him. And Pedroia made it clear that he had nothing to do with it. Literally was yelling to Machado from the dugout, it's not me, it's them. So that forces us to focus completely on Barnes and his crybaby teammates. There is nothing stupider than the unwritten rules of baseball that force players to nearly kill other people in the name of machismo. Look, if the guy who got hurt didn't have a problem with it, then why the hell are you throwing at his head? Whiny, little, roided crybabies, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I've been telling you since I met you about the Red Sox. You thought
soft.
I was just joking.
That's so soft.
Yeah, the whole macho routine, and then this is how macho I am. I can throw a ball 95 miles an hour.
At your face.
You're defenseless. That's a fair fight. To Cincinnati Bengal GM Mike Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
I guess this seems easy. After all, it's the Bengals.
Yeah.
Last playoff win. By the way, you weren't born, Nick. January of 91, Boomer Esiason was at quarterback. He says he's willing to part with Andy Dalton's backup, A.J. McCarron, but he wants a first-round pick. Seems...
What?
This is a quote.
That's a cool
After
story.
All, he has started three games.
No!
Gotta love the response on Twitter from Ian Rappaport. All he did was quote Brown and put, pretty unlikely. Brown is like fanboy who says, I'll give you my backup shortstop, my number five starter, my righty reliever, and you give me Bryce Harper. Hey, it's 3-for-1. 3 is more, right? Most Bengal thing ever, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Madison Bumgarner, I ask.
What are you doing?
Do we really need to get into this one? The guy is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. $11.5 million this year, was dirt biking during the season and hurt himself. Yeah, no, don't do that anymore. It's really stupid, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The shortest one ever. To Peter Schrager of Fox Sports, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I know he's not the only one, but really? A whole 7-round mock draft? Don't you work? Don't you eat? Do you use the restroom? Do you drink a crossword puzzle? Do you do laundry? Do you have a dog, a cat, watch sports? Do you have Netflix? Do you make sarcastic texts? Do you really think we believe you have insight into 32 teams times 7? It's like, are you really sure Derek Barnett is going 21st to the Lions? How did you determine that South Alabama tight end Gerald Everett will go with the third pick of the third round to the Bears? Could there be a bigger waste of time or con job going this deep on the ultimate crapshoot, as we ask?
What are you doing?
A real quick one. To Adidas, I ask.
What are you doing?
Boston Marathon was last week. Big story was that 70-year-old Catherine Switzer, first woman to run in the event, ran in it again, finished with an average 10.5-minute mile. Wow. Look, running over 4 hours at once is insane, but that's a hot take for another day. Adidas sent out emails to people who ran in the event, and in the emails, praised runners who, quote-unquote, survived the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
Ugh. Really? Ugh, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The send button. What? How do you hit send? My head. Oh, my head.
That's so bad.